This is a WAMC sports update. I'm Patrick Garrett. Danny Green scored 7 of his 16 points in overtime as the San Antonio Spurs downed the Houston Rockets 110-107 to take a 3-2 lead in the NBA's Western Conference semifinals. The Boston Celtics go up against Washington tonight at 8 p.m. Mark Stone and Erik Karlsson each had a goal and an assist as the Ottawa Senators beat the Rangers 4-2 to win their second-round NHL series. Ottawa next faces the winner of tonight's game between the Washington Capitals and visiting Pittsburgh Penguins at 7:30 p.m. Edmonton will face Anaheim tonight at 10 p.m. Brandon Bean is the new general manager of the Buffalo Bills, replacing Doug Whaley. The 40-year-old Bean had been with the Carolina Panthers for 19 years, the last two as assistant GM under Dave Gettleman. He has direct ties to Sean McDermott, who was hired as head coach of the Bills in January after spending the previous 6 seasons as the Panthers' defensive coordinator. Prosecutors plan to appeal a ruling that erases former Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez's conviction in a 2013 murder because he died before his appeal was heard. Judge Susan Garsh has ruled that the conviction must be dismissed under long-standing case law in Massachusetts that says a conviction is not final until a court has decided the merits of a defendant's appeal. Prosecutors had argued that Hernandez forfeited his right to appeal when he made a, quote, calculated decision to take his own life. Peyton Manning will become the first Indianapolis Colts player to have his jersey retired during a 2-day celebration of his career this fall. The weekend begins with the unveiling of Manning's statue outside Lucas Oil Stadium on October 7th and concludes the following day when he is inducted into the team's Ring of Honor and becomes the 7th player in franchise history with a retired number. In Major League Baseball, Cincinnati beat the Yankees 5-3, Milwaukee topped Boston 11-7, and the Mets won against San Francisco 6-1. New York Mets pitcher Matt Harvey has apologized to his teammates and fans for failing to show up for Saturday's game against the Miami Marlins. Harvey was slated to start Sunday until he was given a 3-game suspension without pay by the team. He is now scheduled to make his next start Friday at Milwaukee. The Winter Classic is coming to Citi Field. The Rangers will take on the Buffalo Sabres at the home of the New York Mets on January 1st next year. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman announced the outdoor game last night during the intermission of the Rangers playoff game. Cornell men's lacrosse coach Matt Kerwick has resigned after 4 seasons at the helm. Associate head coach Peter Milliman, who has spent the last 4 seasons as an assistant, will take over as interim head coach through the 2018 season. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.